Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the VIP facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the rock and roll man, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing good so far, man. Just working away, getting a lot of stuff done.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Bubba, it's really cool because here in the VIP lounge where the Miami Marlins and other celebrities sit, I get to look right there at the fish tank while we're talking.
Instead of
the family or out there behind the lens. How about that? Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com in Abacoa. Robin and Layla have a lot of great stuff going on over there. 561-660-6695. By the great people over at Steeda Auto Sports. Steeda Auto Sports is the performance word in Ford products. And a lot more, Bob. A lot more. I actually was looking at the Focus RS last night while I was out to dinner. Pretty cool little car. We're going to be doing some stuff with that car as well.
Yep.
And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world right here in the Palm Beaches at the Outlet Mall off Exit 71. Sunday, November 19th. From 8 to 12 noon, Bub. We will be out there. I will be receiving the official map we'll be setting up, but we will be in the VIP section with four GT40s, an older one all the way through a newer one this month.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Bub.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
When we were down at SEMA, Bub, we met with Glenn, who is our partner over at Steeda Auto Sports.
Yep.
Really good guy, man.
Yep.
They wanted to immediately get this new product on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 Mustang, and people want to know what this is. You did request that it come in an unfinished fashion. The quality is all over about this thing, Bub.
Yep.
Everywhere about what Steeda has once again built, from the aluminum welds to everything about this, it's stunning. So I'm going to hand this over to you, Bub, and we're going to take a look at what this piece is.
Yeah, man, so this is actually for all of the S550s. This is the coolant reservoir tank. So this is your overflow tank, your reservoir, your standalone, where you actually fill your system. That is exactly what this is. This is direct fit for all S550 Mustangs. This thing is not too expensive for the average end user. Just over $150, $175 bucks, depending on where you get the thing. Not very expensive, but I'll tell you what, man. Adds a really aggressive, racy style look to it and takes all factory locations in terms of your hosing, porting, mounting, and the factory overflow caps. You can still have retain a piece of that factory style to it.
The beautiful thing is, Bub, this is a factory installation piece. This even comes with the correct two mounting bolts for it, ladies and gentlemen, in a separate plastic bag, as is, as is with everything that Steeda Auto Sports does. Bob, let me show the few of the features here. This is a direct fit piece that Steeda has sent in. Bub, you are going to powder coat this, correct?
Yeah, maybe. I might leave it raw.
I might leave it raw, yeah. Okay. It does have the exact same factory mounting locations. Look at the welds on this thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hold this up in the camera for you. And here we have the beautiful welds in this area we can see. I mean, it's just absolute phenomenal welding. Bub, it looks like you're welding here, doesn't it?
It's pretty solid welds, man.
Right? This looks exactly like you're welding, right? And we can see on the back, we have the overflow tubes themselves, a factory harness, a factory mounting point right here, and another hose goes right here. But again, we can see the quality of these welds. They are just robotically smooth, much like you do as well, Bub. The bung right here is threaded nice and deep to receive the cap, which is beautifully done. It's deeply threaded, nicely tapped, very, very smooth on your fingers, and nothing will cut you, Bub. This even comes, Bub, with the Steeda logo. You can place it on the front of the tank if you'd like when you're done.
That's right.
We have another product here from Steeda, Bub. We're going to take the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang one step further. Let's talk about what we have here now from Steeda.
Well, so what you've got here is actually the front coil springs for this car. We've had, this is our third set now going onto the car, all in that testing and tuning, that trial and error, the R&D that you go through whenever you do these custom builds like this. We wanted to set this car super, super low to the ground so it looked like it was on air ride, but be very functional in the fact that you don't have to do anything with it. You can set it low, have it fully functional, and no rubbing, no scrubbing. We found that the original set of springs that we had initially planned for this build was a 300-pound, 8-inch long spring. On the lowest setting, even on the fully adjustable coilovers, the lowest setting, the car still sat too high for what we wanted. Would have been great with like a factory ride height, factory wheel and tire combo. It would have been perfect. It would have been, you know, the fender lip right at the tire, but because we do have the extreme dimensions Duraflex wide body on this car, it does allow us to drop that thing a lot lower with a lot more inner fender well clearance. So I wanted to drop it an inch, so I went with the exact same spring rate, 300 pound per inch, which is beautiful on the front of that car. Super tight, not too tight to where it's a harsh ride, but really tight to the fact that you can cut corners at, you know, 90 degrees, far left, far right, full lock to lock on your steering wheel without having to worry about your tire turning out and bumping into the bottom of the body line.
Right. So this, again, Bub, is part of why these people like Glenn over at Steeda and the fine folks over there at the Valdesa manufacturing plant, this is a good example of their all-green quality equipment that they use over there, Bub.
Yeah.
But this is an example. You know, you have tried three different spring rates on the car. Yep. Everybody thought that car was on air. In fact, it's not. It's a static drop.
Yeah, it's, you know, I wanted to set it really low, and that's exactly why I went with such a heavy rate spring on the front, so I could drop it that low but not have to ever worry about the thing bottoming out. God forbid I let somebody else drive the car, because every time you seem to let somebody drive your car, something gets messed up. So I wanted to make sure that I protected that, so I went with a little bit heavier. Most people would go with like a 250, 275 pound per inch. 300 pound per inch is beautiful for the weight that we've got working on the front end of that car and the way we've got our turning radius set up.
When we say above 200, 300, 275, what does that mean in terms of per inch? What does that mean?
So that's how much weight it can handle per inch in terms of compression, right? So you have all different types of vehicles out there. You have, you know, the front of your vehicle, the rear of your vehicle. Everything is different in terms of its weight. You have the motor up front, most of the vehicles in the world do, you know, and then vice versa. You could have the motor in the rear for like Ferraris, Lamborghinis, things like that.
Which,
so
you are
going to have
back.
A different spring rate for the front and the rear, and that's to not only achieve a very strong ride control and handling characteristic, but also to attain just very good ride comfort at the same time. So you have to find that perfect line right there between not too stiff and harsh, but also fully functioning, totally comfortable, and then not too soft to where you're bouncing down the road.
Right, right. But one of the things you got to think about too with spring rates, I know, is things like exhaust. So exhaust doesn't bottom out. You see too often, it's people who don't know how to build, especially on the older cars. They'll put big block springs in a small block application because they've got long tube headers that hang down too far.
Yeah.
Then you got a stance that's kind of angled up in the air like that.
Yeah.
This is a real science, understanding spring rates and how they work.
Yeah, it's you know, it's tricky, you know, and a lot of the time you end up doing like trial and error until you get that just perfect fit. Sometimes you want a certain spring rate, but it's not available in the spring length that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have to kind of give and take a little bit or have a custom set made. We had these made for us from the guys at Steeda. That is a 7-inch long versus what you typically get out of the box with their fully adjustable coilover kit, which is an 8-inch long. And again, that drops you all the way down, 8-inch long springs, 300 pound per inch on the factory Mustang, let's say, you know, the EcoBoost, the V6, or even the GT class, even the GT350Rs. That will drop that car so that the fender well is right at the tire height, which is perfect. But because we did do that wide body, we could actually drop about another 3/4 inch, and that long 8-inch spring wouldn't allow me to do it, so dropping to that same spring rate but 7 inches gave me that extra inch of drop that I could get the car all the way down where I wanted it to, just about 3/8 inch of gap between the top of the tire, 12 o'clock, and the bottom of the fender well, 6 o'clock, and that lets me have a perfect stance. It looks beautiful and rides exactly how it should. So we're going to go ahead and send these off to Pat at Palm Beach Plating, get them done in red. We're not going to shortcut it now that it's past SEMA. We are going to have these done in that bingo red as well, so we'll get those things done. I'll get them installed on the car Saturday. We can do a final alignment with all that Steeda component on there, and we'll just keep cruising.
And, Bub, I know that there's some big news coming in from the CPE side of the partnership. CPE is going to be supplying some new motor parts to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang, and it's going to really revolutionize things.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, there's a lot of stuff in the works right now behind the scenes. You know, SEMA was great for BEM here, so we got a lot of good exposure, a lot of good contracts, a lot of great partnerships out of going to SEMA this year. You know, the build that we did on the S550 definitely showed the quality of what comes out of BEM on a daily basis. You know, it's just, it's pure strength, man. The quality of the cars that go out, we're finally literally down to final wet sanding and buffing on the Monkey and Paradise Challenger, man. That thing's getting ready to go home.
Yep.
It's beautiful, dude. It's, you know, it's coming together perfect, and that's just the way everything comes out of here. It takes long, but I'll tell you what, it comes out right, and even things like this, you know, sometimes 1, 2, 3 times you have to do things, but when you do it as many times 110%. As it needs, and it's 110% every time it rolls out, and there's just no flaw. There's no There's no nitpicking. There's no frustration levels. There's no, you literally park your car and it's a wrap. Like, that's it. You're done.
And it's funny too, Bub, the insurance adjuster is out there looking, who's a good friend of ours here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. She's out there looking at the car and just blown away at how beautiful it came out, man.
Yeah, it came together really well, and that was a long build, 7 months to do that car.
It's tough, man. It was really, really tough. I see you're still battling that cold over there,
Bob. And I keep riding out these stupid daily things we're doing there. Trying to get some rest here.
It's been tough, but you have been pushing through it. People don't understand. You work a lot of hours when you do this, man.
Yeah, I feel like everybody just leans on me, dude.
Yeah, I know that feel. They were all in the office yesterday while we were trying to get things done administratively. We do have the Cars and Coffee event coming up, Bob, on November 19th at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. And that's going to be a tremendous amount of fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time, man. It's Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach is great. You know, we want to get down there and show off these rides. We know for sure that the Monkey in Paradise Challenge will be there, on display. So that thing will be great. We're gonna have the SEMA public unveil there.
Yep.
So that'll be great on the S550 Mustang that we built for Precision. Just a lot of good stuff in the works, man. So we're looking forward to going out and having a good time. And hopefully I won't be sick by the time I get out there, man. Jesus.
Yeah, you'll be feeling better. Bub, you've kicked it real hard. Your physical condition is real strong. You took 2 days off in the gym. You're a lot better today than you were the previous 2 days.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. It's every time, I kid you not, every time that I get on an airplane, I come back sick. Every freaking time, dude. I'm literally like... Tell me any other time you've ever seen me sick.
I don't see you sick, especially in South Florida. We don't have that problem.
No,
because you're not
every time I go to an airport or I get on a plane, man, I get sick.
You do.
There's way too many funky monkeys out there.
Yeah, there's people that just aren't clean. They don't take care of themselves. Just horrible. Got to tell you, I was watching CNN last night, the Communist News Network, Bub. I cannot believe how biased and slanted the liberal news media truly is, man. It was. I felt like really throwing something at the TV. While I was in the establishment, I was watching that just complete communist filth and garb. And I understand today why that mentality is out there, because this is what the news media has fed everybody. And again, people are like that on the airplanes and everything else, and you wind up getting sick every time you come off.
Yep, every time, man. Every time I've gotten on a plane, I've gotten sick.
It's just so terrible, isn't it, man?
Yeah, I wound up, literally the last time I was sick was when I went out to Turbonetics headquarters for Boosted Bash. That was like a 4-week sickness. I wound up having a really bad strep throat, and I had to go and get on serious antibiotics for that, man. So I'm hoping that I want to do that with this one as well. Man, it just messes up everything. I haven't been in the gym for 2 weeks, and it's between that and just working until 2 a.m. every night. It's tough. So I'm just getting it done and getting all these rides out of here, man.
Well, let's just keep pushing them on out of here, Bub. We'll wrap this episode up. Tomorrow is Friday. It's been a grueling week coming back out of SEMA. As you can imagine, every day was Monday here this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a great show for you, ladies and gentlemen, on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast there on Saturday morning. We're going to have some great guests calling in. It's going to be a really good time, Bub.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Time for a break for the weekend, right?
Yeah, man, it probably won't be a break. I'm actually planning on getting, if I can get these back in by tomorrow, which I don't see that being the case. I thought they were getting picked up this morning. Then I was going to get the SEMA car ready to go, because the following weekend is Cars and Coffee Palm Beach. So
I'm so excited about that, man.
Yeah, I still have a lot I got to do before it's ready to go.
Yeah. No, the car is actually 100%, Bub. You're just
I got to put these springs on, but I'm not going to put them on in blue and take them back off and do them again. I'm going to do them right one time.
Do them right one time. That's exactly it. Right. Just like the Monkey in Paradise Challenger.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, anything you'd like us to discuss on the show, we'll be very candid and open with you. We discuss our politics. We discuss our personal lives. So who'd you vote for?
I didn't vote.
No, that's not true, Bob. That is definitely because you voted when I voted. We voted together.
Yeah.
So
you were yelling all of your votes across the room. They asked you to leave there. Go figure.
I said, hey, Bob, vote for Trump.
You said everybody. There was like 31 people you had to check off, and you said everyone's name.
If it said Republic, did you see the Democrats last night on CNN?
No, I don't watch politics.
Yeah, CNN saying... It's a sweeping change coming across the country because a Democrat won Virginia. Virginia's been Democratic the whole time. It's one reason we got out of there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that place is a wreck.
That place is a wreck. Yeah. For sure, man. It's not all it's been set up to be.
No.
Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this political episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. DonaldTrump.com. Oops. Let's stay up with him. Support him, man. Ladies and gentlemen, The Outlaw is loose. The Outlaws are loose in Abacoa, Florida, right there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be there again this month. We promised you the BEM SEMA 17 World's Only 500 plus, it's all actually 603, horsepower stock block 2.3-liter four-cylinder EcoBoost. Two big records, Cars and Coffee and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. By Steeda Autosports, Glenn and all the guys over there at Steeda bringing you the finest in Ford performance parts. Steeda Autosports, all of their product line is available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. We had a gentleman write in asking where some of the parts on the SEMA car came from. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, November 19th, 8 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. We will be there. Good morning to Outlaw Paint. We know you're out there watching. Our producer just let us know. And the Outlaws are painting. The Outlaw Paint Party, Miss Outlaw Boutique Paint Party on, I don't have the date of that, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Go to Miss Outlaw Boutique. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen, for the finest in boutique apparels and accessories. The Outlaw is loose. Robin and Layla have it going on down there. The paint party will be $30 get you in. It's an amazing deal. You get a glass of wine with appetizers. You paint your glass. The proceeds of that go to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And let me tell you the beauty of that. The fact that the girls are donating the proceeds from that, keep in mind, they're paying almost that number to get them, to get the paint party personnel out there, ladies and gentlemen. So the little bit of money that's left over is going to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. Let's pack that place up. Go to Miss Outlaw Boutique and check it out. I was there at Mandalay Bay with Bub in Vegas. I stood at the foot of the stage where the blood still remains and all the tables are knocked over. The barrels that people were sitting at that were used as tables. Looking at the vantage point from Paddock, it was extremely stunning and grotesque. So ladies and gentlemen, let's please support Layla and Robin and Miss Outlaw Boutique. Sign up and join the paint party. Get your glass of wine, paint your glass, get free appetizers. It's going to be a really, really good time. They also have food trucks Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Robin and Layla will be at the food trucks, open till 8 o'clock for all your boutique fashion and accessories. The best. If you want to be a cowgirl, if you want to dress five star, if you want to dress down, it's all at Miss Outlaw Boutique. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Please visit them. You're going to be blown away. Ladies, get things for yourself. Men, get things for your ladies. Or men, buy things for yourself if that's your thing. But visit Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. And believe me, Robin and Layla are not hard on the eyes. You know what I mean, guys? Go chop for your girls. Wink, wink. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. And let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, get them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap. If someone's hungry, you don't want to give them cash, that's good too, man. Chevron, Mobil, 7-Eleven, McDonald's. You can buy them something cheap and put a warm meal in their stomach. And let's make sure we take care of the animals that we've been entrusted to out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very important thing that we do. They can't fend for themselves. They depend on us to take care of them. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.